Doubt is stronger than need. We've been learning that, oh, if you don't need me, then I'm not. No, no. Okay. Come on! You gotta reprogram your mind, man, from the world system.
Help us, man.
We are no longer need-based. Everything you got is inside of you. Now, guess what? I can talk to my brother Miles, and Miles can confirm something that God has already been speaking in my heart.
Come on, man, come on.
That happens all the time. But guess what? Where did the source come from? It comes from God speaking to Miles to speak to me. Once you get off need base and understand that He is supply. You know, I see Christians out there. Do I need to give? Do I need to come to church today? Do I need? If I don't need to, I ain't going to. That's the weak. That's the weak. That's the weak life, man.
Come on.
That's the low below.
Teach.
I just want to go just a little. If you read the Bible,
let's go.
Jesus talks about this thing called the extra mile.
Come on.
Don't go 1 mile, go 2 miles. Why? I don't need to. I just finish it. Why? Because it's a way of life.
Come on.
I'm not just doing this so I can get something from you. That's need-based. I'm doing this because this is what it is.
Come on.
If two people were here, I'll be preaching in the same strength, in the same manner, preparing in the same way.
Come on. It's a way of life.
This is my life. I preach like this in the shower. Keith be like, what you doing now? I'm preaching myself happy.
Let's get it. Come on.
El Shaddai don't need. I want. Why? Because let me understand something. Let me break it down to you. When Jesus died for you, it. Your dreams came true. You're going to be living with Him forever. You have no more need. The rest of your life is spending time trying to tuck other people to this. Love of your soul that will never let you go. I got me heat. I got 9 more slides.
That's all right.
Psalms 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Well, when you don't get into ecstasy now, you know you ain't nothing without God. But carry the two. Do the whole math. What did it say? Though I walk through the valley of shadow, I will fear no evil because He is with me. I don't fear because He's with me. Don't talk to people that do half math equations on you. Carry the two so you can get a whole number. That's why people ain't whole, because they're not carrying it over. Carry it over. See that God has already finished a good work in me, and He that started a good work is able to complete it. 1 + 1 = 2. He the Alpha and Omega. He gonna start, He gonna end it. So guess what my responsibility is? The equation is to rest. Rest is your equation. His equation was dying on the cross, saying that you will never see death again. Even when this physical body leaves your life, you will never experience it. Live in fear. Fear is about lack. That's what messed Adam up. Well, if you was like God, he was already like God. He created the lack in him. And he allowed him to. Well, if you was like God, then if you want to be like God, buy off the tree. Bible says he was made out of the image of God. What he did was he spoke to him out of lack. Need. You need this. You need this. You need this. No, no. Don't never let people speak you out of need. Speak to people out of supply base. I got a word to give y'all this morning, man. And it says this in Matthew 6:31. It says, so do not worry saying what we gonna eat, what we gonna drink, what we gonna. The pagans run after these things. And our Heavenly Father knows that you need. Now listen, man, I'm not conceited. Okay? I know I got needs, but my Father has already met them. It's the difference between me being conceited and knowing the truth. The truth is He met them. Now, do I got needs? Yes, I got needs. But my Heavenly Father, He supplies those needs by His riches
and His glory. Amen. Is this on?
Yes, I got you.
Amen. needed that right now. Amen. But God knows the stuff that you need more than you know you need. When you seek his face and you stop chasing the, I know I said this over and over again, the golden egg and start chasing the goose that loves you, then guess what? It's not about just your life anymore. He says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow is worry about itself. Itself. Self. Self. It didn't say, tomorrow is worry about you and God.
Come on.
You worry about self, disconnected from God. You're seeing yourself without, and then you get fear in your heart. Do the whole math and see that God is with you. Well, you know, brother, if you make a mistake, God ain't with you anymore. Go back. Yay! Through I walk. Did it say God is making me walk through there? No. David did some stupid stuff. Sleeping with Bathsheba, just making some wrong military moves. But guess what? He said, God is with me. It's a message that a lot of people don't want to tell you. God is with you even when you make the greatest mistake. Now, my goal is not to make a mistake, but you live in this human body. And you're gonna make a mistake. But when you do, let not this trust be out of you that God is still with you. Just align your heart back with God. Don't you ever think that God is not with you. Jesus himself got tested. And you know what Jesus said before he's about to die? He said, Lord, is there any other way for me to go? I believe Jesus said that for two reasons. One, he wanted us to know that he had a flesh. I mean, he had a heart of human, just like we did, but he was God. And those things were speaking to him. But Jesus did something. He went into the garden, and he prayed, and he prayed. And you know what he was doing? He was aligning his heart up with God's heart, his will with God's will. And when he came out of there, he said, not my will, but let your will be done. When you have things where you say, man, I want to do this, but I don't want to do this. Pray. Pray is not an old school thing. It's something that it should be happening every single day. The old thing, we don't need to get on our knees. Listen, man. This different. Get to or got to. Do I have to need things? No. This is a get to. I get to pray before service. I pray for my brother before service. Wow. I want the Holy Spirit to shout out into your soul so you can grab on what the message is today. Prayer is a beautiful thing because you're submitting to the Holy Spirit to use you. And then when you finish praying, this is what Jesus said. He says, I will not talk with you much longer, for the prince of this evil genius ruler of this world is coming. And he has no claim on me. He has nothing in common with me. There is nothing in me that belongs to him. And he has no power over me. Satan is about selfishness. Self, 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 self. God is always about giving love. Giving. He's about to give his life so all of us can be free from sin. Amen? And that's what he was trying to stop. Don't you think he's trying to stop something in you too? He says, I have nothing in common in me. That means that when Satan speaks, he's trying to speak to fear because he's made of fear. So he got a hook. He's trying to latch on to something in you that's created in him. But when you finish aligning your heart up with God and he fulfills you and he says, I have made you sufficient with everything. If Adam would have did this, he wouldn't have had nothing to link on to. He would have came to Adam and said, Adam, if you eat off the tree, you'll be like God. He'd be like, I'm already like God. Get on out of here. But we can't resist the temptation because we're weak inside. And so when Satan talks to us, he says, me and you got something in common, bro. I'm selfish, you selfish. And when you talk to the lover of your soul and he heals you from selfishness, you and Satan don't got nothing in common anymore. And don't be surprised if people break off their life.
Come on!
Because you'll say, man, what? When you become a giver,
that's good.
People look at you like you're weird. Hey, why are you going the extra mile? You ain't got do that. I know what I ain't gotta do. Only thing I gotta do is pay my bills and die. I do this because I want to. Because when Jesus touched my soul and he said, you're healed of depression, you're healed of anxiety, you're healed of every negative thing that ever been spoken into your life, and now you're free, what is left to, has no more need now. My whole life now is the journey of giving. And you're blessed, brother. You're a cool dude, brother. You're blessed, Don. You're blessed. The word you're going to give next week is going to change your life, Don. You're blessed, Michelle. Beyond measure. That's all I got now. Why don't you start smiling? I can't get this Kool-Aid off me. Trust me, I tried. I can't even be depressed no more. I tried to sit in the room and have a pity party the other day. And I said, nobody called me. Nobody loved me. Get your butt up. You know somebody love you. Stop lying to yourself, man. Stand up. Go work out. Do something. You know, for you, if you don't get your big butt up, you do something. You know I love you from the beginning of the world. Okay, God. Dang. I can't even have a pity party. Let me get up. Man, I just wanted to do a little bit. It's been so long since I've been depressed. Nah. The spirit won't allow you to stay there. You gonna let rain stop you? Uh-oh. Let me stop.
Let's go!
The Spirit of God is a bent upon you, though. And listen, man, don't trip. Don't trip if somebody prays to God. Oh, yeah. That's the response. If David danced his clothes off, we ain't even came close.
I'm out for more, man.
Woo! We ain't came close.
Come on.
You gotta just recognize that if you tap into the spiritual realm and it's already inside of you, and change your thinking, get that ego and that pride out of the way, allowing the Holy Spirit to usher in a new wave in your life. It will change the waves of your life. I was like, man. You know, me and Keisha was having a rough time in marriage. We've been going on 11 years now, praise God.
Get it!
You know, but the first 2 years was rough, man. And Keisha will let you know, it was like shaky stuff. And, you know, we was about to go to this church in Farmington, and I'm like, man, that's so far. And the gas money and all this stuff. And the Spirit of the Lord says, God, it's going to be a blessing to you and your wife. And I'm looking at this dude wearing cowboy boots and Farmington. Like, how this dude gonna bless my life? But the Spirit of God said yes. And I kept going. The Spirit of God looked past color, creed, all that stuff. And it says, I'm speaking to you right here. Because guess what's trying to speak to me? Money. Look at my tithes, they going bald head. Who gonna help me? He went, need base, need. Satan speaks to you, need. God said, I take that. What I got you do? Just do it. That's one thing I like about the night. Just do it. Step out. Because guess what? If you're waiting, you'll be there forever. And then when I went, me and Keisha just loved the experience. And then next thing you know, we have a little accident, whatever. But God gave her a brand new boat. With new miles, new tires. I didn't have to worry about that. Stuff that we worry about over and over again won't even come if you step out. I remember after I got my degree, somebody had asked me to help volunteer for their counseling at this Methodist church. I said, man, I did this counseling. I know I'm supposed to get some money to pay off this school. I didn't have no college debt the way God had set it up for me, but I'm going to make some provisions for this too, you know? So, not to volunteer, but he asked me, you know, just help us out. And I was helping them, and then they put me on staff, though. Where they was giving me so many counseling, and Keisha knew that. They gave us a key to the office of O'Fallon. I said, y'all need to slow down. I can't get this many people. I'm telling you all these stories over and over again, even from the domino story. Everybody know my domino story. About when I got robbed, I get tired of telling it, but it was so much of a slap in the devil's head, I keep telling it. When the Lord said, don't hit that man, don't hit him. And I wanted to, but the Spirit said, don't do it. And the guy said, you know what, I can't even rob you. And I got some people waiting up there. Go the other way. Ooh. saved my life. See, you don't want to listen to this part. It says his rod and his staff comforts me. That means the direction that he sends me is letting me know that I'm not by myself. That he's going to give me the intuition to know, go left or go right. I ain't by myself no more. It gives you the wisdom to know what to do. To seek which land to buy. Whatever it is, the Holy Spirit will bring it to you if you submit to him. 1 James 1 says this, if any of you, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Boy, you better know better. No, that's not God. That's man. And it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven, tossed to and fro by the wind. When God says yes in here, and your mind is saying no, don't worry and pray until your mind is saying yes, and your spirit is saying yes. Your body cannot move without harmony. The Bible says, how can two go together and you're not one? We were singing about that this morning, about one accord. My spirit saying yes, but my pocketbook saying no. And God is saying yes. The story I tell about my this person I know, where he needed this job, he wanted this job to be able to minister the gospel. And he needed like $2,000 or something like that. And I had a person that I knew that said, if he stepped forward in my office, I will pay his life. I said, good, I'm going to go tell him. I can't wait. I ran out. He said, hold on. I said, what? I'm about to tell him. He can come. He said, no, I want him just to come. I said, that's not fair. I said, I want you to tell him. He says, no. If you step forward in my office, I will give him the finance. But this is how faith works, man. The Bible, we read that. We got happy about that at the beginning. It happens by faith. If God speaks to something to you, the Bible says we made out of his image. He didn't come and say, man, it's sure is dark down here. I don't know what we're going to do. He says, let there be light. And there was light. God is a God that speaks those things that are not as though they were. As though they were. What's happening here? Your language has to agree with your mind so that doubt can be removed. What's the use of doubting anyway? Saying negative things about your life ain't gonna do nothing for you. Thank you, Jesus. He has nothing in you, amen? Whatever man thinketh in his heart, so is it. What are you thinking about all day long? Oh man, somebody gonna leave my life. I know it's gonna leave. We got these mantras that we always are thinking about sometimes. What's gonna happen next? I wonder how this is gonna end up. No. You have no permission as a kingdom of God believer to think like that anymore. Even when you lose something, you still win. The question is, how can I learn from this? I wonder what God's gonna bring into my life next. This got replaced. I wonder what's next. He going to bless me over here. I bet you it is. I wake up in the morning and say, how is God going to bless me today? That's the life that you're supposed to live. Because you live in the sufficient life that God has. When he created you, everything inside of you is a full package. You just have to believe that he's created something in you. So it's the same life. Amen. You know, I read the scriptures sometimes and say, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And like this ain't new age, this is old age. This is what 2,000 years ago. And if I just say blue right now, what's gonna happen is you're gonna recognize all the blue colors in your life. Well, guess what? God wants you to meditate on these things all day. Finally, brother, whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things that are pure, whatsoever things that are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise, think on these things. What are you thinking about today? Come on, God. What are you thinking about today? She a blessing. Amen. Michelle a blessing. That baby back there a blessing. Josh a blessing. Aaron a blessing. Rachel a blessing. Blessing, blessing, blessing. I'm thinking about good things. Miles a blessing. Amen.
Right.
Those things which are, check this out now. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard in me, do, not the do, but, and the God of peace shall be with you. That means this. I don't care how many counseling appointments you come to. I don't care if I lay hands on your head till you go bald. If you don't apply this to your life, if you don't have the applications of thinking on these things, you have the permission to think on these things because you're righteous. You're right with God. The debt has been paid. So guess what? When I'm on my way, after I finish preaching today, I'm thinking about, man, this is an awesome service. What's going to happen next that's awesome? That's all you should be thinking about. Because you only find what you're looking for. This is the question. What you looking for? What you looking for? You looking for something good? You're going to find it. You looking for something bad? You're going to find it too. Speak of the devil and he shall appear. Some people magnify the devil more than God.
Absolutely.
Devil ain't omnipresent. He ain't everywhere. It's only one of them. Devil can't speak to everybody all the time. Only God can do that. We place him at the same status as you. No. We need to do the right math so we can have the right heart.
Please.
You do the wrong math, you're going to have a lot of divided stuff in here. But once you understand that, man, when you die for me, Jesus, that's it. This is the best life ever. Now, when I pray for somebody, guess what? I'm releasing that same heart. A completion, not the vision. Somebody get me and Keisha, if we ever get into an argument, guess what? I can pull Grace out and say, you know what, God? She messed up first. I ain't do nothing. And God can say, well, how about when you messed up? Over and over and over again, I kept on forgetting you.
Wow.
Dang, God. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Now guess what? Salvation is being worked out here now. So I come here, I say, baby, I'm so sorry. Forgive me, baby. I love you so much. I said some stupid stuff I shouldn't have said. That can come from this realm though.
Come on, man.
If you wait for something to come from this realm, you're gonna be waiting for a long time, baby. Somebody testify to that. You're going to be waiting for a long time. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. That foolishness, man. Somebody got to, listen, man. Somebody got to start it off and grab something not from this world and bring it to this world. Bring some of that Krypton here. I mean, not Krypton, but. You know what I'm talking about. Bring some of that stuff from the other world into this world. Somebody been dealing with sickness? No. By his stripes, you are healed. You're giving it to him. Now, you're going to be okay. No. You ain't got it yet. I'm talking about sufficient. You're going to be. You have it now. In the spirit. So they can link on to this. I do this all the time in counseling. And a lot of people maybe haven't been taught right, but it's a difference between saying you're going to get this one day and you're already blessed right now. I can talk about water all day, but until I drink the nutrients now, I need it now in my spirit, in my soul, so I can feel the effects of it, so I can experience it. And then grace brings forth. I seen a supervisor at my job having a bad day, and coach Chris said, let that brother up, man. He got some problems. Go do something for him. Watch his car. Do something. You got some extra. Ego said, I ain't watching that dude. Go watch your own God. These are the things that stop the spirit of God. Ego, pride, self, flesh. I can name them one by one.
Yeah.
I need all the love. Bless this heart. And when I get 2 promotions, don't be mad. when things are happening and oh man, where are you? What happened to you? What? When I respond to the spirit, man, and I bring it over here, it's something that wasn't involved you in God, it was me and God. It's things right now that's coming over. Tugboats. Praying for that big old man. And then being able to have somebody just drop money to be able to pay it off. Everything you got in your heart, go to God in prayer. Not out of selfishness. I want $1 million. You, some people want $1 million so they won't have to trust God no more.
Oh, my God.
That's why you want what you want, bro. Sometimes we want stuff. See, listen, man, I'm going to tell you this. And this is back with the dating stuff. God had to make me. God had to show me that I have to love me all by myself before I link up with somebody. Because if I'm linked up because of me, babe, I'm going to drain you like crazy. That's a sermon by itself. You have to love you. I love you, Wendy. You're a cool dude. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me. Thank you for helping my heart. When I didn't love myself, I didn't even want to look in the mirror. Now I can love you. I guess for now, I can give that love to somebody. You can't give something to somebody else that you ain't got. That's why I'm not against prosperity. I'm against prosperity. Don't worry about it. You don't want your kids going to the best schools and the best prosperous places? Come on now. God wants you to prosper in your flesh, in your body, in your soul, every area of your life. Not just for you, but somebody else. Come on now. If your God can get it through you, you can get it. I went in the office one time and grabbed a whole bunch of, oh man, how many applications can I get? I wonder why you try to grab all them applications. You don't need all them jobs. Look, it's not for me. I know some other people that need some jobs. When you're gathering up a lot of stuff, it's not just for you. It's for others. I remember I grabbed, you know, 3. I went to this restaurant. They give away free food. I grabbed as much free stuff that I can give. That person is greedy. No. I'm about to get this. This is not just a, you know, God bless Solomon. Because Solomon said, Lord, help me to be a blessing to Israel. And God said, I'm going to give you something that you didn't even ask. I'm going to make you the most prosperous man on this earth. But he said, because you did not ask of yourself. Wow. And James is saying for it. He said, sometimes we ask for this from ourselves. And you want to know why? Everything that's attached. Why? Because God is love.
Come on, man.
For God's love the word that he gave. That means when God's doing something, it's because it's connected to somebody else. Your marriage can't be messed up because somebody else is looking at God in your marriage. Come to church. Do I need to come today? Your children need it.
Come on.
Somebody needs to reflect off of it. Get off need base. Get off supply base. My gosh, it's all you need. Amen. Let's just pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you have given, have equipped us with every good thing, Lord. And we never have to think about need, but you have given us the best gift ever, and that is your son. And we believe that, Lord, that you died for us. Everybody just keep your eyes, go say, Lord, thank you for dying for me. but give me your life for them so I can have the best life. I believe that you died and that you rose again. And death is defeated in my life because of what you did in Christ. And I believe that right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.